Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hello and welcome to the show. What is going on, everybody? This is episode number 29 of the How Awesome Is This podcast, where we watch ridiculous movies and we figure out on a scale of awesomely bad or awesomely awesome.
One to awesome, yeah.
And we watched The Meg, featuring Jason Statham and a whole cast of characters.
I wasn't there for this one, but I've seen this movie and it's fucking ridiculous.
It's so ridiculous.
It's so. And then I think they're trying to do sequels.
I hope so.
They leave
the
end open.
I hope they do a Fast and Furious Meg somehow, where they drive cars in and.
Well, the shark did have family at the end, right?
It was all about family. Make sure you hit the like, hit the subscribe, leave a comment, get us back in the YouTube algorithm gods. I know it's been a minute since we had a podcast out, but the And Joseph for All album is done and we just started on a new project and I'm heading out on tour with Black Label Society, Anthrax and Hatebreed. Get your tickets at anthrax.com. Don't believe the hype, folks. We're on the Detroit show, we're on the Philly show, and now we're also on the Dallas show. Okay, so go to anthrax.com for all your tickets and come see us. We start in Phoenix on July 26th. Today's episode is brought to you by Indie Merch Store. We're so happy that they are back on the attack. And they love Carnifex just as much as we do. And Carnifex has announced the Dead in My Arms 15th anniversary tour and merch line. So go pick up redesigned hoodies, tees, flags, grinders, and so much more, celebrating the band's first album. The band will headline the tour in support of this in September and October, featuring Spite, Oceano, Left to Suffer, and Crown Magnetar, who have played on the music show. I actually played all those bands on the Patreon music show. Head on over to indiemerchstore.com and check out the re-recording of Lie to My Face, streaming everywhere. Just make sure you use code JOSTA10 at indiemerchstore.com. Also, you're at it, after today's show, if you like this podcast and you want to hear more of these movie podcasts, go to gasdigitalnetwork.com, use a code JOSTA when you subscribe, and make sure to access these. You got to hit bonus content. If you're on Safari and doesn't load, you just got to refresh it. You'll see it. But we give you a private RSS feed, which pops up. Like I saw Nikki put it in one of his apps and it pops right up when we put a new episode up. So gasdigitalnetwork.com, use a promo code JOSTA. Now, Brian, let's tell them about this Rock Auto, because, you know, I need wipers and it's an old Ford van. They're not easy to find.
Oh, yeah.
I go on rockauto.com. Boom. They have it. These other places I went to, the guy's looking at me crazy. They don't have it. This guy, this site, they have it.
It's Rock, like the Amazon of car parts.
Yes. It's a plethora. It's a cornucopia of auto-related products, not just parts, but all sorts of products. And
you want some smell goods? You need new car smell? Rock Auto.
But I'm all about that new car smell action, and you should be too. Head on over to rockauto.com. No coupon code needed. We really appreciate the support from rockauto.com. Also, I got to say, if you've missed out on the Patreon, this is the best time to sign up. Patreon.com/Josta. We're talking about the Pantera reunion. We're talking about the new tracks from like Disturbed, Beartooth, Architects. We're going over bands that want to get on Milwaukee Metal Fest. I mean, there's so much content over there. Patreon.com/Josta. All right, let's get to this podcast where we watch The Meg. You're going to love it as much as we did. Now on to the show. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the How Awesome Is This podcast. We got Evan on the ones and twos today. What's up, Evan?
What's up, man? How you guys?
Good, good. Happy to be back finally. Getting a How Awesome Is This in before the end of the month here, before I take off for Dallas to play the So What Festival. Howard Jones will be joining us in a second. We got Charlie Belmore back as always. What's up, Charlie?
Hey, man. I hope you're not going to be near any water in Texas, because I was watching a documentary last night and it seems pretty dangerous.
Well, Arlington is pretty landlocked, so I think.
Well, with this movie, that thing might get on land. This thing just kept getting bigger.
Yes, Charlie's referring to the Meg. It is the 2018 sci-fi action thriller horror. I mean, what would you call it?
Yeah, that's probably right. I mean, it's weird because it feels like a horror movie, but then like Jason Statham's just kind of acting like, you know, like cocky Jason Statham in every movie. And you're like, is this an action movie? Like, because it feels like a weird, like sci-fi, like Deep Blue Sea thing. But then like he's acting so much like himself. It's like, oh, I'm waiting for more fun now. Like this is like, you kind of get it.
It's great. It's great. And I used to think he was like the budget Bruce Willis. Now he's like the guy. He's, yeah. I think, probably has more franchises and more credits, I guess a longer period of time kicking ass, right, than Bruce. Not that, you know, I want to compare, no disrespect to Bruce. I don't want to compare him to Bruce, but I used to think of him as the budget Bruce.
No, I definitely early on, he had that kind of thing. You're just like, who is this guy? Like, he just, this weird ball. I think he was in some Jackie Chan movies at some point, like really early. I'm not sure, but I have kind of just a memory of him being like just one of the bad guys in one of those movies. And because I felt like he did at some point have like a lot of karate skills or some sort of action skills. And what's that?
He was in a Jackie Chan movie called Ultimate Fights.
Oh, okay.
Yes. All right. That I think that was one of his first credits, right? Or was the first one? Yeah, no. Look up his, if you can, check his filmography. But what I was going to say too, when I was alluding to Bruce Willis, was as far as bald guys go, I mean, the Mount Rushmore of bald guys, it has to be Stone Cold, Statham, Bruce Willis, and then I was torn between the fourth. Does Evan or Patrick, you want to weigh in on
them? Patrick Stewart. Come on.
Okay.
Action movies?
Just as far as just bald guys in general.
Bald. Oh,
I mean,
the first captain of his starship, he was actually Patrick Stewart, I believe, was the first like bald, like leading man on TV. I believe at some point they said that, like when he got that show.
Oh, wait, so I thought Kojak. I thought Kojak was the first bald leading man.
I don't know. Does that count?
Vin Diesel's Kojak. A big one.
Kojak.
I see, you know, I can't. I'm sorry, Vin. I love you. I got my XXX platinum in Canada plaque. You know that's you see that little mini wall? That's like the
that's the Canadian wall. you did it in proportional to America and Canada.
Like you don't get on the regular wall. You there's because if you're only platinum in Canada. Actually, no, I think it's double platinum Canada, gold in the States. But Howard is joining us right now, and we're talking about the Mount Rushmore of bald dudes, which I think Statham belongs on up there with Bruce Willis. I was gonna say The Rock and Stone Cold. I know it's weird to have two wrestlers on the Mount Rushmore of bald dudes, but
I'd have no problem with that. I really don't. Those two guys, no problem with that.
And listen, for everyone who's listening in today or watching on YouTube, and please make sure you like, subscribe, hit the bell and whatnot. I was just waiting for Howard to join us to hit you with the dad jokes because every week is Shark Week at my house. And we're starting early. I know, but by the time this airs, it'll be June. And I know Shark Week usually is until what, like July or August. So we're starting early on this episode of the
Getting Started.
How Jawsome Is This podcast?
You've been waiting to use that.
But for Shark Week, you know, we're starting early. We were going to have to watch Deep Blue Sea, maybe Deep Blue Sea 2, maybe Deep Blue Sea 3.
Stop it.
There's a third one.
Stop it right now.
There is. And Zeus almost scored the film. He like had the gig and then something fell through. You know, those.
I didn't know his hat is like a shark's fin.
By the way, can anybody, before we talk about this, before we...
Oh, dude, he just bowed his head. He's just like, no.
I was going... I want to shout out everybody from Patreon in a second, but I was going to sign on with a shark fin, and I was like, I can't do it. But we are going to get to our Mount Rushmore of shark movies. We're going to talk about this movie, The Meg, on today's show. And I want to thank everybody joining us from Patreon before we get started. We got Seth Peters in the house. We got Chris Larice. We got Paul Scally. We got Samuel Angeli. We got Dallas Bolin, Andy Wilson, Ryan Williams, Matt Yankowskis, TJ Buggins, Matt Amerheim, Chris Shea, Mike Horgan, Jack Flanders, the Pit Commander, and Nick Fowler. We got a good Patreon crew here this morning, seeing as, you know, the sharks get everybody involved.
You know what I like about Statham? And I've seen this, like, multiple barbecues over many, many years. I have a theory that some women are attracted to him, but if you're a man and a woman says that they're not attracted to Statham, I've only seen men get immediately mad at the women. Like, how could you not be attracted to him? Like, immediately. And it's like, maybe you just want to fuck him, which is fine. But, like, let's calm down. Like,
that's amazing.
And every time a girl says, I don't know, I don't get that, you just see guys like, what are you talking about? You don't get it.
He never had that weird Seagal-esque moment where there was a toupee or plugs. He was like, fuck it, I'm doing this gracefully. Maybe there's a check involved from Bic or from Mach 3 or I don't know, but I have seen famous check. Well, I have seen famous bald dudes like Dana White, you know, selling that razor thing, you know, that one that was like, it was had razors on both sides. And I don't know why this has turned into a show about baldness all of a sudden, because we are going to talk about The Meg, the 2018 American science fiction action film directed by John Turteltaub, with screenplay by Dean Corrigeris. I hope I'm saying your name right. Dean, John Hover, Eric Hover, loosely based on the 1997 book, Meg, a novel of deep terror by Steve Alton. The film stars Statham, who we were just talking about, one of the greatest bald actors of all time. Lee Bing Bing, who is a lovely, I mean, she was so damn cute, this Lee Bing Bing. And if you dated someone or were married to someone named Lee Bing Bing, I mean, how fun is that?
Oh, it's an awesome name. Like, I said it all day yesterday.
Me too. And I was, everything I was doing, I would ring the doorbell, bing bing. I was doing she would dump me. I wouldn't even get through one date if she even considered. Rainn Wilson also is in the film. Ruby Rose, who, Ruby Rose is so thin in this film that I was like, there's no way she even eats bread. I'm sorry to comment about her. I know that you're not supposed to do that in 2022, but I was like, damn, I really gotta think about my eating habits. If she can maintain, I mean, this, and she's a badass at that weight, but she can't weigh more than like 90 pounds. Is she okay?
Is she bigger now or something? I don't really know her stuff.
I don't know, but I've been on TV and the camera adds 10 pounds. Do you just not ever, I mean, you can't eat a candy bar? Anyways, I'm going to get a lot of hate.
You're going to get canceled.
Winston Chow. Cliff Curtis is also in the film, and yeah, so let's talk about the plot, right? Because a group of scientists are exploring the Mariana Trench, which I've watched a bunch of documentaries about. I don't know if you guys have, but it's fascinating, right? Because it's like the lowest point that anybody's ever tried to dive into, and even I guess at certain times they haven't really even gotten that far down, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much wet space. It's unexplored.
Yeah, and if we're going to go by the hollow earth theory in King Kong versus Godzilla, we won't.
No, please, God. Let's deal with one crazy movie at a time.
So, So the film starts with Jonas Taylor, which is Statham's character. They've encountered some issues at the bottom of the trench, and they've basically, it's forced him to abort this mission and abandon half his crew. And something was attacking. Obviously, it's this shark, right? Or one of these sharks. And there's this tragic incident that gets him dismissed.
What do we know? Because I saw this in the theater, and I've seen it before since. But do we ever know what the fuck his job is?
He's just a diver. He's just like some expert diver slash security. It's a good question, because this incident that starts the movie out basically earns him his dismissal and makes him go into hiding in Thailand as a drunk or whatever.
Like, I'm gonna try to like not go too far ahead, but I love not once but twice in this movie does he save a boatload of people, and then everybody that saved him are mad.
Happens all the time. He saves so many people. It's a freaking superhero.
The doctor, what I didn't understand was that I thought the captain goes down with the ship. So the Dr. Heller character,
Heller sucks.
Like, how is that the dismissal? Like, there's giant, like, teeth chomping. Like, let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's never leave your buddies behind or whatever the thing is, but he had to go and he had to make the decision. And if it was the captain, if Heller was the captain, I would get it, right? The captain has to go down with the ship, which I thought maybe there was a different protocol for submarines, but they're in the bottom of the trench. This thing is attacking. I did like that they showed really quickly the shark, and then they showed like the explosion, which kind of looked like it exploded the shark, right?
Yeah.
Then nobody believes them because there's no evidence, because it's all the way down there. And it's, you know, these saying it was some sort of huge 70 foot plus creature or whatever. And they, I guess, move on with their lives and they have another expedition go down there. Of course, which I thought it was funny, was it's Statham's ex-wife. Like, he would want to go save her.
But I love that they didn't mention it. Like, they weren't like, oh, we can go get this guy because his ex-wife's down there. They just don't mention it at all. And
no,
like, it was like when when you're like telling a story with a little kid and they're like, but like, why wouldn't that be the reason we go get him? Come on. Like, that doctor was like, No, we can't get him. And that Mac guy wasn't like, but it's his wife. It's his ex-wife. No, nothing.
I guess that was to suggest that he was like, look, I'm never doing this again. I'm done. And she was like, well, I have to find this creature. That's what I got from it. Like, or she was like, well, fuck you. You know how, like, when you break up with somebody, then all of a sudden they start doing the shit that you wanted to do during the relationship. Like, oh, what? Now you're into bowling, bitch? I was fucking bowling every week. You didn't want to go.
Sorry. It would have taken 1 minute to give a little more backstory with that. That would have been nice. It would have been nice to figure that out. You know, without having to think, well, okay, maybe this happened. Anyway, yeah.
Go ahead. I also enjoy that they just basically don't talk for the rest of the movie.
Nope. Yeah, it's like they were married, and it was like she was an old member of one of my bands. We do not speak.
Jesus. Why? Hey, listen. If they were at the bottom of the ocean in a submarine, I could see, like, I could plead with you and be like, look, Howard, we got to get Mike D out of there. We got to get, you know, whoever's down there. And you would go. You know what I mean?
I'd get talked into it. even though I'd have to do it with Heller, who sucks.
We'd be like, listen,
worst character ever.
Hey, everybody. Today's episode is brought to you by IndieMerchStore.com, your one-stop shop for all things metal. You know them, you love them, they support the Josta Show. We want to support them. Head on over to IndieMerchStore.com after the podcast today, and you will see they have the new Carnifex line. It is banging, son. That shit is banging, son. You'll see they just announced that Dead in My Arms 15th anniversary tour.
Makes me feel old.
Dude, right?
15 years already, dude. All my favorite albums are like old now. They can all drive. It's fucked up.
But you know, the new recording of Lie to My Face sounds awesome. They got Adam from Oceano on there, and they're going out with them in September too. So it's Carnifex, Spite, Oceano, Left to Suffer, Crown Magnetar. You can see all the T's, the grinders, the flags, and everything they have for the redesigned stuff. It looks killer. IndieMerchStore.com. Use a promo code JOSTA10 and go listen to the new Lie to My Face. The re-recording of it featuring Adam from Oceano. It's streaming everywhere now. You know, we're all about that Carnifex action. IndieMerchStore.com, promo code JOSTA10. Now back to the show.
I like the fact that they established right away that Rainn Wilson is like the douchey billionaire guy who's funding the project, but he's kind of...
Oh, and he plays it so great. Like, kudos to him for just... Oh. You could tell they didn't give him a lot. And he just crushed it.
Oh, yeah. It's just pretty sure he was ad-libbing dialogue. It was just chatter, and it worked. It worked so well.
Everybody really did an amazing job keeping this believable for being such a ridiculous movie. I mean, they really tried. And it's a lot of people in this movie. The cast is huge. And... Mm-hmm. Although you don't really care so much about some of the people who get eaten by the shark, it's just enough, right? Like Heller, you knew that they were going to sacrifice his ass because you didn't really like him.
Oh, yeah. It had to happen.
The fat bearded sidekick guy, you knew he was going to go. I like that they gave Homeboy from Heroes, the TV show, like they gave him kind of like a good send off. He sacrificed himself to save.
Hero from Heroes sacrificed himself like a hero. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And the fact that, you know, his Statham's ex-wife goes down there and she stays, you know, employed by the douchey billionaire character played by Rainn Wilson. You know, it's they're I thought they were establishing like, okay, this isn't just about conservation or exploration. It is like about money, which is why he didn't tell anybody in China or Japan or Australia. So no one really knew that they were out there endangered by, you know, this ginormous megalodon shark, right?
What I love really is the wife or the ex-wife. All that happened in the beginning, and then after that, nothing but the occasional danger exclamation. Oh my God, there's the shark. You know, she was gone. She disappeared. Baffling.
Well, and also she got injured really bad, right? Which nothing really came of that. I think that was just to up the tension or up the ante, but then
tie it in.
Yeah.
tie it in very easily.
There was a lot of stuff that didn't make sense.
He never checked on her.
No.
The woman has a gut wound. She could have went septic. Nah, she's fine.
It was just like, listen, there's this other, you know, there's this other scientist on the ship and she's pretty and there's this other one with ridiculous short hair and, you know, I don't know what's going on with her. So my ex-wife's fine.
And this is supposed to be 5 years later, right? So he's off, you know, in Thailand doing his thing, renting out his boat.
And staying jacked.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, what? For all the beers that he drinks. Like, what is he drinking? Michelob Ultra? I don't get it. How does he still have those abs? We're showing his abs in the contract.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
Yeah. It's sort of like The Rock doesn't lose a fight. He shows the abs.
Yes, absolutely.
Van Damme with the glutes, abs.
But what was, besides his wife being down there, what made him just completely turn on a dime and go, all right, you know what? It's the largest marine predator that's ever existed. I'm back in the game.
my feeling was...
the story was supposed to be that he wanted to feel vindicated, but it felt kind of hastily edited. So like that, they just kind of focused on the ex-wife because the beginning with field hastily, like he was just on that submarine. There's no explanation of what the fuck is going on. There's no explanation of who he is. Yeah. And like, we're just there. So I think that was just kind of like, we just got to go, go, go. Like that was the one thing. One of the great things about this movie is that you're like, holy shit, it's over. Like, it's just so fast.
Yes. Are you saying we need a director's cut?
No, I think it's paced brilliantly because they I did notice there is a touch tone. A lot of movies that we watch, multiple endings. Because first shark dies. Oh shit, another shark.
That was great. That was a great twist because you're only 35 minutes in.
And it's amazing. But then the shark goes away, and then you're like, oh, okay, well, I guess what? And I was like, wait, it's not over, right? And then I paused it and I was like, oh no, we have 40 minutes left. There are things happening. And then
that
like,
was just the baby shark.
you're not allowed to. I heard that literally. I was in the bathroom last night getting ready to take a shower, and I heard that song for maybe 17 minutes straight. And I was just gonna slice, but luckily there was no razor.
Yeah.
Like that's a thing. If you go back and think about it, a lot of the movies that we do have like 3.5 endings. What if it's not done? Like it's like that they're just in the script room rewriting it.
Well, I was wondering, is this going to be a suicide mission for Statham? And he's just going to say, fuck it, and go down with the shark? Or is it, you know, he's just going to confront his fears, risk his life, but be the hero at the end? You know, I wasn't totally sure. And then also because we had texted about watching this movie because I sent you guys the Meg 2 thing, right?
Yeah.
I was like, well, there's got to be a sequel with Statham if they're doing a Meg 2. But is that confirmed that he's in the Meg 2?
I feel like he is. It did well. I think he's in it. I think I read something about it, but I don't remember for sure. But I think he's in it. Oh, someone just said yes.
Okay, yeah. Well, it would have been great if it was a suicide mission and not just a chance at redemption. Either one would have been fine. Like, I was pretty satisfied with the ridiculous kills and I actually thought there was going to be some more creative ones. Like I thought I was like maybe misremembering this movie because I've seen a lot of these silly shark movies, but the Rainn Wilson kill was funny because it first bites the whale and then it actually gets him. But what was the best death by shark, you think?
I mean, my favorite death by shark was just on that beach at the end, but it just eviscerated because it's just so big. You can't just have one death. It's like the big deaths that are awesome.
Yeah, I actually liked it grabbing the smaller shark that was hanging dead. I was like, such a nice touch.
Yes, excellent.
That was the kill for me.
Yeah, scene is crazy.
I laughed hard in the movie theater for that.
Oh yeah, without a doubt, I was laughing.
That all that green screen stuff, they made it, whoever the director of photography was or is, was great. Like you could tell they were in, they were on the lot wherever, whatever studio produced this movie. I think it was MGM.
You mean when Statham was in the middle of the ocean aiming and shooting and just not shredding water? This is like, we have to suspend belief here.
He has very strong legs. Very strong
with very little movement.
they did a really good job with that. And I liked they included the daughter. I think this was supposed to be one of those films where it was like, not too scary, but scary enough, right? Because it was it PG-13 or was it R?
13.
Yeah.
Well, it's just no blood. That's all.
You know, enlisting the help of a veteran deep sea diver / beer drinker, you know, Jason Statham.
And wasn't he a swimmer or diver in real life?
Yes, I loved the fake Jason Statham Twitter account when it was still around, where everything was like he just got out of the pool, like every tweet. I think they deleted it, but it was hilarious while it lasted. Where's a shark's favorite place to vacation?
Oh no,
Finland.
Oh.
I got more where they're. I didn't want you guys to just sign off and leave me alone on the podcast with Evan.
You keep pumping those out.
So when they get down there to save him, right? Hero sacrifices himself and they get out of there. The shark's following them. We realize that that's not even the biggest one. I did think at some point, like, what if there were other, creatures that were going to come out? Because remember when Li Bingbing's character goes down there and the squid gets her and they think it's the, that giant squid. I was like, oh, they could go, this universe could be insane. Like, they could make this have, like, Godzilla-type monsters coming out.
Well, that's the thing. He's wrote multiple sequels. I mean, there's multiple sequels to that book. And not to mention, I'd read the book back in the day and listened to the audiobook. So I'm like,
get out.
Oh, this will be fun to watch. Oh, yeah, yeah. I did just because it was mindless entertainment. And so was the movie.
I'm going to have to check it out then because I loved all that. Like after the tsunami, when National Geographic started posting all those pictures of the stuff that came up from the tsunami,
fantastic. Yeah.
I mean, that was insane. It just goes to show there's so many species that we haven't even encountered yet. And the heat from that volcanic eruption underneath the ocean is what sent them up, right? Like they had those species of animals, of sea animals, had to get away from the lava or the heat of the explosion at the bottom of the ocean. And so, I mean, that whole angle... I mean, I need to see Statham trying to like plug up an underwater volcano while fighting off, giant spider crabs. And I mean, they could just go wild with this franchise. I'm surprised they
have. And he would do it too. I love how he just put stuff on and just jumped into the water. He beat a megalodon in hand-to-hand combat. What did I just see? It's like, wait, I just flew a red eye across the country to watch this?
And he beat it.
That's amazing. He won.
Punched. They went. I love, like, it went. It goes out of the ocean. And then he's just like, and just punches all the way into his brain. Wow.
Dude. Yeah, He has a great life. I mean, Statham won at life, really. I mean,
this is definitely Sharknado with more budget.
Yes. Yeah. About 150 times the budget.
So much budget.
Is this somebody who's like, I mean, whoever makes this, like the producers, they get together and like, okay, how much do we need? We need $100 million, whatever, $80 million to make this movie. I mean, talk about a level of belief that you have in this project to throw down that type of investment.
It's like, this is money. This is money. Let's do it. I don't know. Can you imagine making that decision and then being wrong? No, thanks.
Well, that happens all the time. That's why they're used to it.
I think also maybe Li Bingbing has a huge following outside of America too. So they guaranteed. And also, Rainn Wilson has a big following. Statham has also an international following.
This was the this was back when they had all those rules for China. So that's why they showed China so much in the movie. Because then it immediately gets into China that way.
Okay.
She'll do a wedding. It was in Singapore or
somewhere like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember for like 5 or 6 years, the finale of every single action movie, they somehow had to go to China for no reason. That's why. Because then if you were in China, you get to go, they open it there. And that's a lot of money.
Yeah, that is big money.
Okay. Yeah. So it also, this director, I didn't realize he did Cool Runnings. This dude, he's
nice.
Turtle Tom. Wow. Turtle Tom is the man. I mean, his whole filmography is pretty fucking awesome. We should say that it's Masioka who plays the Toshi character, although the hero from The Hero was hilarious. Howard, it's also kind of rude.
What? He was Hero from Heroes, and he was a hero. And what's funny is there was a quote in The Office where Rainn Wilson, he said the same thing, come to think of it. It was like, Hero from Heroes. He's a real hero.
That's also true. Bono.
There you go.
Well, Office quote. You know that Turtle Tom has a connection to Nick Cage. He was the producer on National Treasure.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So I hope he signs on for the Meg too. I did the like.
There was no boring spots. There was always something happening. That I loved that. It wasn't just like, oh, this is dragging. It really rolled.
Yeah, it was paced perfectly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the all the effects with the shark were awesome. When it attacked the dead shark on the boat, those effects were awesome.
Yeah.
When they blew up the whale, that was hilarious, and the dude's covered in fucking whale blubber. Were you guys thinking that the shark was going to come up and eat a helicopter out of the air?
Yes.
Hoping for that. I really was hoping for it. I was like, this needs a Fast and Furious moment. Do it.
Yes. Which they absolutely should combine universes and absolutely for Fast 11. I know we spoke about this privately, but we need to tell the world that we need to think it into existence. Fast 11, the Meg, mashup, combine the universes, right? You got Ruby Rose, you got Statham. Let's do this.
I still,
you know who
I
else
still...
they, and you know who they should have do the soundtrack?
Oh.
Oh god.
Vince Gill. All right. So oh my god.
And it even took me a second. I was like, what?
So wow. Hey everybody, it's Jamie and Brian letting you know today's episode is brought to you by YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. Yo, I saw this fool walking down the street the other day. He was like pantomiming like he was in a glass box. I said, yo, that dude went to YoDelta.com. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. Just stuck on a corner.
Loving life, though. Fully content to be in the glass box pantomiming because he must have got the vape, the gummies. I don't know. They got it all. And if you're over the age of 21 living in the majority of states where this stuff is legal, you just go to YoDelta.com and you stock up on Delta 8. Brian knows about it. He does it.
I have. Yeah, we got some samples around the office. It works.
You've
for
been
sure.
known to partake in a little Delta 8.
Hey, yeah, I mean, when it's around.
Dude, it's not a Delta Force. It's not a Delta Farce. It's a Delta Force. Delta 8. YoDelta.com. Use the promo code GAS. You're going to get 25% off. That's YoDelta.com for 25% off for responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. Once again, thank you to YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. Now back to the show.
So before we get out of here, and I want to go to the chat, and I want to thank everybody from Patreon for joining us. We are going to have like a real deal Shark Week. How awesome is this podcast? I should say we're not going to watch Jaws, but I've never seen Sharknado. Does anyone have suggestions? I've seen The Shallows. I've seen
I've seen Sharknado.
I've seen none of them.
Do we need to watch Sharknado for How Awesome Is This for Shark Week?
It's definitely awesome.
All right, we're going to the chat right now. Dallas Boland says, I can't believe Charlie likes this so much and yet hated the Sonic so hard.
Because I saw both movies.
TJ Buggin says, if you can make it through Sharknado, it's a great one. Santa Jaws could be year round, according to Matt Yankowskis. Santa Jaws, I saw the trailer. I was like, no fucking way.
There's a Santa Jaws. Oh, no.
The picture is amazing, but beyond that, it's horrible.
What's the picture?
It's just like, it's just the shark, it's just the, you know, the shark fin with a hat on it.
Oh, boy. Oh, no. We're going to be watching some really weird things.
For Shark Week, I think we need to. If on the,
yeah, I mean, I'm cool with it.
The Meg is definitely got to be on Mount Rushmore of shark movies. No.
Yeah, I'd give it that.
Yeah.
All right.
Because it was what was that movie? How do you describe what we just watched? I mean, it was entertaining and absolutely ridiculous. So I don't know what to call this movie.
Hilarious.
No.
I mean, they did refer to it as the devil. And when I looked up other shark movies, I did notice there's a movie called Shark Exorcist, which I was like, we might have to watch this. There's also a movie with the beautiful and lovely and talented Halle Berry. And it's called Dark Tide. I was like, wait, how did we miss this?
Dark Tide?
Yes. Do we need to watch the trailer for Dark Tide just so I can see Halle Berry in a bikini? I mean, I know, you know, Charlie, I think, used to have a Mr. Skin subscription. So he's already seen this stuff.
I didn't know someone that actually had that. Yeah, I remember it. But I didn't know someone actually had that. That's amazing.
I always felt bad for that guy. I'm like, just buy a porno mag. Like, what's the issue here? Like, why are you doing, like, why is he archiving when any chick shows her boobs in the movies? It's really weird. It's
definitely a little odd.
Evan, do we want to see the trailer for Dark Tide? Can you show us?
Yeah, I got it up right now.
It's co-starring Oliver Martinez, who I don't know. I feel like Halle Berry should have had a better co-star. Is it Halle or Holly?
I think it's Halle.
My father once told me to be careful of the things you love most in the world. Because if you're not careful, that very thing can also destroy you.
Oh, she's a shark attack survivor.
They're gonna take your boat.
I had a job offer, a lot of money.
What can I do for you?
I'm willing to offer you 100,000 euros to put me in the water with a great white shark, outside the cage.
I've spent 10 years. It's taken me that long to be able to get outside of the cage.
You're going to show us how it's done.
Take his offer.
Like, is that easy?
Why are you freaking out?
Because you told him he could do something that I wasn't even sure I could do.
Swimming with sharks, for me, that is the ultimate. It's putting your courage on the line, right?
Let's do it.
Just stock footage.
Drift Blue Crush and Into the Blue.
Whoa, you directed two movies with blue in the title?
That's wild.
20 footers. Be safe out there.
You sure about this?
Let's give him his money's worth.
Let's do it.
Academy Award winner Halle Berry. Olivier Martinez.
Who's he? Who's that?
Homed.
I have no idea.
Your breath.
All right, we're not watching this.
If the trailer feels like 2 hours.
I mean, dude, there's a lot of shark movies. I didn't even know. Like, did anyone see Shark Night 3D?
Shark Night 3D? That must mean that there were prequels to that.
Oh, if I think Jaws, Open Water, Oliver Martinez, the Meg. Was? Who?
Halle Berry's husband.
No.
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 Oh, that's
shame on, shame on you, Halle Berry.
I think I can say that's a horrible idea.
Dude.
Wow. And I think that's why that movie sort of drifted into obscurity. I don't think I would have ever known about that movie unless it hadn't just got played right now.
You know, Howard, when you, in the beginning, we were waiting for you to sign on, and I totally spaced. As soon as you were going to sign on, I was going to say, I'm here with my chums. You know, they should have got Chum Lee in this movie and killed his ass, like, quick. Ghost Shark? What about Ghost Shark? Can we watch that Ghost trailer Shark before we go?
Yep. Oh, my gosh.
Ghost Shark. Because on the Mount Rushmore Shark movies, what? I'm going to say Open Water, Jaws, Deep Blue Sea, and The Meg. Does anybody dispute this and think that? I mean, I like The Shallows. I thought that was pretty good. And Blake Lively, I mean, I could just watch her just whatever.
Yep. You said doing Ghost anything. Shark?
Just. Yeah, do you have the trailer for Ghost Shark?
This one looks really interesting.
All right, Ghost Shark.
Okay, we're off to a good start already.
That's boat. What the hell is he?
What's that?
Cut it out, dumbass.
Oh, this is gonna be like Piranha.
What?
You can't explain. This looks amazing. On the deck of a boat. Ghost. It goes in a pool.
Yeah, this guy.
What?
I don't have time. To
Oh no!
Maybe all we gotta do is stay dry, and it'll leave us alone.
Oh. Oh, we're watching Ghost Shark for sure.
All we need is the will to live, and that thing is coming after us.
Get out of here!
Oh my God!
You brought this whore into our world. You get to send it back.
Oh my God!
Ghost Shark. Is that we're doing that for Shark Week?
What? I expected to see my credits roll in there because that was wild.
Deep Blue Sea. Dallas Bowen says Deep Blue Sea is the only really good modern shark movie. I mean, he said fight me. I thoroughly enjoyed Deep Blue Sea. I think I saw it in the theaters twice. The effects don't hold up.
No.
The CGI.
What about the statement you said? You saw it in the theaters twice? What? How bored were you?
It was even,
what was going on in your life?
It was fantastic. I hate myself. Like, just,
oh,
you know.
God.
It, for everybody who writes me hate mail about this episode, just know you can never hate me as much as I hate myself.
What are you, in The Cure now?
which Jaws is the best? Like
the first one.
The other ones really are. Any of the other ones up there with the first one? And no. Did you see?
I barely remember the other ones.
Yeah, I really don't either. I remember 47 Meters Down. That one was pretty good. Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
Open Water was good because it was like doom. I mean, it was just doom and gloom. You just go, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, but Ghost Shark. It was the color of blueberry. What was going on in that? Dude.
That was... What else is there? I mean, I think the shark movies were put on pause really for a lot of the 80s and 90s, you know, or at least from since the last Jaws came out and then until Deep Blue Sea, there wasn't really any standouts that I remember.
Yeah. I don't remember. I feel like we kind of might have to do Sharknado. I mean, I know I haven't seen it. I haven't seen any of them. And it's going to be outrageous.
Yeah, we're gonna have to do it. I think between Ghost Shark, Sharknado, and, I mean, maybe we add this one in, Hammerhead Shark Frenzy. Evan, you want to pull up that trailer?
What is happening right now?
Or no, how's this one? What about Shark Man?
Shark Man?
Yeah, can we pull up Shark Man the trailer? Maybe that's for sure.
Let there be a transformation. Please let us actually see him change into one.
Shark Man. I wanted to watch Dark Man. Now we went from Dark Man to Shark Man.
Dark Man. That's right. We did talk about Dark Man.
All right, here we go. Shark Man, the official trailer. Just a floating arm.
Oh, wow.
Subject number A415B4 is ready to come to me.
How long have you been in touch with King?
Dr. King left out some of the key components of the formula, but if this is what I think it is, then King may have very well solved the stem cell riddle. And the possibility...
Oh, so it's not like a diver.
Did you know sharks?
Who turns into a shark. He's got some sort of stem cell puzzle.
Give you future of the human race.
I created the...
What? This meeting is over.
Can't just leave us here. Wait, what is this?
Are they being hunted by shark man?
He's trying to get the creature to reproduce.
Dude, our boy William,
they're trying to get the creature to reproduce.
God, we have another one to watch. I mean, Shark Man.
Oh my gosh. Is he gonna commit sexual shark?
I mean, William Forsythe. I mean, we might have to watch this just based on him alone. I mean, he was in Stone Cold.
True.
I have no idea what's happening in that movie.
What? Shark man, that creature, the head, and
oh God,
oh, the all right, so we have to make.
So what's it gonna be? Is it gonna be Shark Man, Sharknado, or Ghost Shark, or all three for Shark Week this July?
Oh my gosh, that's so much time
that you'll never get back.
Oh man. That's at least a couple IQ points with each movie.
Yeah, I mean...
Hey, you know what? Shark Week. It is what it is. This is what we do for the people.
Well, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most awesome, what will you give the mag?
I'm gonna give it a 7. Outrageous. Wow. I loved it because it's ridiculous. But it's so entertaining, but so ridiculous.
7.5.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a 7 too. Wow. I enjoyed it. It was a nice reprieve from all the crappy stuff that's going on in the world. I watched it start to finish, no issues. I laughed.
It was fun. Yeah, and it's nice to see an animal hold a grudge like that. It's like, oh, you're in my space. I'm just going to hunt you now, even though you're nothing close to what I naturally eat. And I'm just gonna keep coming after you. All right, we'll do this. I loved it. Made no sense. Absolutely loved it.
Hey, everybody. Today's episode is brought to you by rockauto.com. They have it all over there. All your auto parts needs. No standing in line at the store. No talking to someone who doesn't know their ass from their elbow when it comes to auto parts and they just got this gig because they need a job. No, you want someone that loves auto parts as much as you. For all you gearheads, you motorheads out there, rockauto.com is the place you want to shop. They have tools. They have universal parts. They have a search where you could search the part number. They can show you in prices in different freaking currencies. You speak French, they got you, dog. You speak Deutsch, German, they got you, dog. Espanol, si, senor, they got you. rockauto.com. After the podcast today, get yourself whatever you need for your ride. Okay. This is better than all those other auto parts stores. rockauto.com. No promo code needed. All the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Now back to the show.
Well, we got a lot of movies to choose from for Shark Week. And I'm gonna go to the chat here. And Dallas Mullen says, didn't James Cameron do Piranha? Actually, yeah, I think he did.
He did Piranha 3D.
3D.
Yeah. I watched that in Europe a lot because it's so bad.
That one
was a tour movie. That was a tour movie a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. He also said Corey Taylor wasn't Corey Taylor in Sharknado. I thought wasn't D in a Sharknado too?
I don't know.
I know the dude from Beverly Hills 90210. Yeah. That was Ian Ziering.
That's we got to do it for him.
Wait, how do you pronounce it?
I think it's Ian.
Oh, yeah. It's Ian difficult. He's difficult. Yeah, it's spelled so. Ian. But like, is that just difficult parents or making the kids' life difficult?
I don't know.
What? Why?
I don't know. They could have just named him Skyler or something.
Well, if I ever have another child, I might have to name him Statham after the great Jason.
And he can never wear a shirt.
All right. So where does this rank on the top Jason Statham movies, you think?
Under Cranks.
Yeah, it's not as good as The Cranks.
Oh, and the first Transporter is great.
Yes.
Oh, the Transporter. That was a good one. I would say the top, out of all the Jason Statham movies, I would say the top. It's in my top five. But, Transporter 2 was good, too. I liked the Transporters. I liked Revolver. That one was good. I liked... The Cranks are really good. Did you ever see the medieval one that he was in? What was that one called? Did you ever see that?
I did. No. I don't remember what it was called.
It's like a dungeon siege or something.
Yeah.
Are we going to get Hobbs and Shaw too?
Yeah, Hobbs and Shaw.
The only Hobbs and Shaw I want to see is Shaw from Alien. Bring her back, right? And then... Hobbs from I don't know. What about Death Race? That was good.
Oh yes. Yeah, I forgot about that one.
Dude, you know what? Jason Statham movies are like great for the flight when you're on the long flight, like across the Atlantic, or if you're going to the South Pacific, like they always have the Jason Statham movies. I remember watching Killer Elite. I remember The Mechanic.
Mechanic was there great. I like that.
Right, that there was another one. I think it was called Safe. Do you remember that one?
Sounds familiar. I saw it. Yep.
It had like everything was in it. Right. It had like the Russian mob. It had like the corrupt cops. And then there was another one. I think it was like basically the same movie. I mean, he does a lot of the sort of samey movies. Remember Homefront?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, Wrath like of Man was good.
I watched a bunch of those on tour.
Yeah, he's got a great filmography. Wrath of Man. Shout out to Samuel Angeli in the chat. That one was good. I watched. That was probably one of the last flights back from the West Coast. I like Howard just did like before the pandemic. I think I watched that. You know, on the red eye from LA to JFK. And then I think, I don't know if I saw Mechanic Resurrection, but I want to see that.
I didn't see that. I don't even know if I knew that existed.
I know he has a movie coming out called.
He's in it. He's in Mechanic Resurrection.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah, that's from 2016. Bishop's most formidable foe kidnaps the love of his life in order to make him complete three impossible assassinations and make them look like accidents. Well, yeah. I mean, that's what he does, right? Wrath of Man, though, that was good. That one was good. I don't know. I never saw Redemption. I never saw Parker. I'm looking on his say Expendables. Parker was good.
I feel like I saw Parker.
Yeah.
Man, we should watch the first Death Race. How many Death Races are there?
Are we going on Statham now?
No, we don't have to. We don't have
There's
to.
Four.
Wow.
But Statham's not in them all, is he?
Mm. I know he's in one of them at least.
What's this? War from 2007. Jet Li and Statham?
Yeah.
What?
How did I miss
that? They've got to be kicking the crap out of each other.
How did I miss that? Wow, he's in Collateral with Tom Cruise?
He's in Collateral? What?
Oh, I don't remember him. He must have like a bit villain part in that.
Yeah, I think it's a little thing.
Evan, can you just search Jason Statham, Tom Cruise fight? Or do we get to see them fighting? Can you see if that's on YouTube, like a clip?
Did he get thrown out the window or something like that? Or is he one of the guys that Tom killed?
I hope so, because that'd be great. What about The Italian Job? Is he in that? That says he said
yes. Love that movie. Movie's fantastic.
He's a villain. Is he a villain in The Italian Job?
No, he's a good guy.
Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking
Barrels.
Edward Norton's
bad guy. Yep, good movie too.
Not finding anything on that.
Damn it! Wait, what's Turn It Up? Ja Rule. Wait, hold on.
Whoa.
Ja Rule and Jason Statham. We have. All right, I know we got to go, but let's just watch that trailer, please. Ja Rule. Wait, Praz from the Fugees.
Why?
Jason Statham.
Why?
Please, Evan. Let us watch this trailer before we go. I know we got to go.
Turn it up.
Turn it up from 2000. Turn it up film.
This is unbelievable. Right. How did I not know this existed?
There's two this of them. One of them's.
I think we're going to find out in a second.
Turn It Up is an explosive contemporary drama.
There's this one that's 30 seconds long, and then this one that's a minute long. So
yeah, do the minute one at the top. There you go. This looks amazing already. We're watching Turn It Up.
Oh,
starring
New
Ja Rule.
We in this together forever.
Where music means money.
I know you want to be a rap star. So does every other kid in the hood.
Money means respect.
Talking about making your own album.
We ain't got that kind of money.
We do now.
Means power. Now they're caught in a game between love and loyalty.
I want my baby to have a real man, not some thug who's running the streets.
I want to be legitimate.
You always talk about how you want to be legitimate. You want anything in this world, you gotta take it.
Between the score of a lifetime.
We in this together till the end.
And the fight to survive.
Yay!
Oh, boy.
Ah!
Cross. Ja Rule. Turn it up.
Damn, they didn't even give Statham any love in the, like.
They sure didn't. I don't know, but suddenly I want to listen to No Diggity. What in the world?
They told Statham, they're like, fall back, fool. You're not in the trailer. You're not even getting billing on a DVD.
That's crazy. Can't watch that, right?
That might have been like, you know, that might have been one of those, like, you just show up for a couple days, you get a paper bag full of money to be in the movie. I mean, I can't really knock it, right? I mean, and Ja Rule has had some hit films, hasn't he? I mean, I know he's...
And festivals.
Is Turn It Up the Fire Festival of Films?
He's in Scary Movie 3.
What about Ghosts of Mars? Statham was in that with Ice Cube, Pam Grier, and Natasha Henstridge. Whatever happened to her?
Don't know.
And it's directed by John Carpenter. How did I miss this? What? Ghosts of Mars.
I heard of it, but I definitely didn't watch it.
All right, one more trailer. Sorry, guys, and then I'll let you go. There's just one more. Ghosts of Mars. This could be, it's not for Shark Week, but this could be, maybe we pull this out for Halloween time. And I love John Carpenter.
Oh, I've seen this.
Oh, no.
This is one of those that made quietly made like hundreds of millions, right? And no, and I didn't see it. What are we watching?
I don't know. It's like the same special effects package as Williams was some of Arnold's old movies.
Yeah, or like Escape from LA.
But here, a million miles from home.
Hello? Anybody here?
Drop your weapon.
I ain't going back.
There are people. Nothing is what it seems.
We got a situation there. Everybody in the mod's gone inside.
What the hell is going on out there? Whatever used to live here, we woke it up. It takes us. I'm talking about a kind of possession.
Something's kicking out there. We need us, and we need you.
Did the Crystal Method supply us with the soundtrack?
I'm just kidding.
Hey, that Fight Club soundtrack was dope.
So are they fighting zombies on Mars? Like, what is it?
Well, there's the ghost.
John Carpenter's Ghosts of Mars.
Oh, I need to see this.
Damn, girl. I like you already.
As he punches her in the face.
No.
What happened to Natasha Henstridge?
I don't know.
Where is she now? Just, all right, and then we'll go. Where? Evan, Natasha Henstridge 2022 photo. I need to see it. Natasha. And then thank you, everybody, from Patreon. We'll be back on. I got Morgan from Seven Dust on Tuesday. So join us. I think I've already posted it on Patreon, and I'll post the link when Evan sends it. Natasha Henstridge, here we go. Oh, yeah. I feel a comeback for Natasha. Did she leave the business?
Don't know.
It doesn't look like it.
What was that movie where, what was the sci-fi movie she was in? Splice?
Species?
Yeah.
Species. Yeah. Species. Yeah. That she was.
Wasn't Adrian Brody in that or something like that? No, I'm thinking of another.
No, that's Splice. That's Splice.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, you're right. All right. Well, thanks, Evan. Thanks, everybody from Patreon. Keep it here for Shark Week. We'll let you know.
Oh boy!
If I'm making the executive decision, I'm saying I think I got to go with Shark Man, strictly based off William Forsythe. Because I've met him and he's cool. Like when we edited Live Dominance, he was in there editing one of his movies.
Awesome.
Yeah, he was in the editing bay or whatever, the editing suite. But and right. He's in Stone Cold. I know Shark Man is, I'm going to hate myself.
Yeah. It's gonna be
or Ghost Shark. I don't think I can do Ghost Shark, dude.
It looks amazing.
When this comes out for the general public, we'll see what they say, because then we have like another, you know, 3-4 yeah. weeks after this comes out until Shark Week, and we got to go hard for Shark Week.
Cool. Go Shark, man. Go Shark.
All right. This has been another episode of the How Jawsome Is This podcast. And like, subscribe, hit the bell, and we'll be back for very soon. Bye-bye.
Bye. Later, y'all.
Hope you enjoyed today's show where we watched The Meg with Howard, Charlie, Evan, and myself. It's Brian and I here giving you a little outro, letting you know where to go in case you want more of these shows. You go to gasdigitalnetwork.com, use the promo code JASTA, sign up, and you'll see all these shows under the bonus content page.
And sign up now before the price goes up.
Yes. Get in there while the going is good.
You got till the end of the month.
Got to the end of the month, okay? Don't fuck around. Fuck around, lay around. Fuck around and find out. And if you want to find out about Patreon, go to patreon.com/Joss. So you'll see a ton of bonus content there. And then if you need some auto parts, support our sponsors, rockauto.com. They'll get you, like, you want a screen to watch these movies in your car? They'll get you the screen to put in the back of the fucking seat.
Like some of those Pimp My Ride, like, entertainment systems where you'd hit a button and your whole car would just turn into a movie theater.
Yeah, your trunk, just fucking a screen comes down. They got it all. Rockauto.com, no code needed. But hey, if you want to tell them that you heard about them on the Josta Show or on the How Awesome Is This podcast, that's great too.
We're not mad about it.
Also, martyrstore.net, martyrstore.net. If you want podcast merch, if you want Hatebreed merch, Crowbar merch, Josta merch, Kingdom of Sorrow, Corpse Grinder, shit, we got it all. Martyrstore.net, the link is always in the show notes. And come see me on tour with Hatebreed. We're opening for Black Label Society and Anthrax. Orlando just released another 100 tickets. Phoenix has about 75 tickets left if you want to come out on Tuesday. Also, Hollywood is nearing a sellout as well. Go to anthrax.com for all the dates. Anthrax's 40th anniversary. It's going to be a blast. Anthrax, Black Label Society, Hatebreed. And if you want VIPs, martyrstore.net is the place to go as well. All right, everybody. Have a great week. We're going to finally get out that Barney from Napalm Death episode now that we've...
The cat's the out of the bag. Fest stuff, yeah.
Yeah, the cat's out of the bag about Milwaukee Metal Fest. So we can get that Barney episode out for you right away. All right. Thanks, everybody. Have a good one. We'll be back with another episode of How Awesome Is This podcast where we watch the movie RRR, triple R.
So good, dude.
So good. Destroys Marvel movies, like literally destroys, like crazy. Embarrasses Star Wars. All those scenes. You'll see. We'll get that out next week. All right, everybody. Thanks. Bye bye.
Produced by Brian McKay. Executive producers Jake Olszewski, Ben Lee, AJ Lewis, Garrett Keeping, Dan Smith, Nick Torito, JJ Hernandez, Joe Bartovic, Jason Jarvis, Chris Larice, Alex Smolin, Todd McKee, John Blewett, Richard Miller, Kyle Marg, Nate Leffingwell, Morgan Costner, Mark Tagg, Zapagor Waikato, Niall Scollard, Kathy D'Ambrosio, Justin Steven, Jack Flanders, the Pit Commander, Andy Wilson, Jeffrey Kuhn, Kimo Humalamaki, Jonathan Metis, Brandon Cooper, Matthew Jankowskis, Jamie Kutcher, Ryan Underkoffler, Matt West, Ryan Maurice, Chad Green, Dallas Hendricks, Jacob Ahrensberg, Kenneth Moore, Kona Butterflies, Stephen Helm, Richard McIntosh, Jeff Stevenson, Ryan Williams, Larry Tooley, Dallas Bolin, Brian St, Nathan Rex Madrid, Cameron Hendricks, Scandalous Official, Joe Motson, Let's Talk Resident Evil, Andrew Chase, Guy on the Couch, Chris Winchester, Antonio Reyes, Joe Otson, Dustin Stone, Lee Walker, Ryan Levson, John Hankis,
Robert Bushaw, Troy Seal, Mark Horror Armenta, Jay Liberston, Nick Fowler, Mike Horgan, Emma Horgan, Arnorock, Patrick King, Oscar Brummett, Stacy Steineke, Fernando Somoza, Patrick O'Brien, Dominique Zimmer, Ryan Sanders,